Tim, just following up, I think maybe $100 cash at the door for all of us as we leave would be appropriate extra compensation. I've been to 300 AGMs, and I too was ringing up on the way in trying to find out where this meeting was, whether it was over the road with Eddie Maguire or whether it was in here, and there was no map. And I'd rung up last week because I wasn't going to be able to make it today to ask if there was going to be a webcast, like most big companies do now, and was told, no, you weren't. So can I simply send a message for July 18? Can you please webcast the meeting so that those shareholders who can't make it can actually fully appreciate what happens? And I guess I'd just like to make a final comment, sort of a farewell to the old Pasminco Zinifex. I mean, Pasminco was spat out of North and Rio in the early 90s, sort of the assets they didn't want, the smelters, which have now finished up in Nearstar, then went broke, finally, in 2001, with a terrible hedging. I understand the CEO and the CFO weren't talking at the time. There was terrible internal politics. It then rose from the ashes, and the zinc price went from $900 to $4,500. And with the zinc price now back below $1,900, we're all wishing that you were hedging when it was back at $4,500. So crazy hedging sent us broke, and then a lack of hedging has seen the stock tank from $21 to today's $8.70. So I was curious in the video to see Andrew Michelmore talking about 2 plus 2 equals 5, when a lot of us are looking at $21 to $8.70 and saying, why didn't you take over Oxiana and diversify the risks back when the zinc price was way up then? It's not your fault, Andrew, you weren't here. But to the rest of the directors, it does seem that we're not merging at the strongest point in the cycle for us, given that the zinc price has tanked away like it has. And I'd simply finally say that Australia doesn't have nearly enough successful Australian-owned, Australian-based and run mining companies. So it's terrific that we have got a third diversified major, over 10 billion, or was over 10 billion a few weeks ago, now down to 9 billion, but only listed here. So I simply wish you the very best of luck in executing well and prosecuting the case of a growing, diversified Australian mining house. Thank you.